When you're playing, you know, a rock song, you're playing the guitar part, you know, which can be real difficult. But with this recording, you're actually playing the guitar part and the vocal line, and then, you know, sometimes like the guitar solos and yeah. things like that. So it's a lot heavier lifting that you're doing there.
Sure, it's incredibly demanding, and we have to figure out ways to include all of the elements of the original recording that we can. So that's what you have there. It's done more in the tradition of what Edgar does, in that most of the tracks on there are just sort of straightaway transcriptions of the original.
Thank you.
The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. That was from the latest CD by Mark Cruz titled Acoustic Interpretations. We'll hear more from that 2015 interview with Mark Cruz. There's some things on here that I've never seen classical guitarists play.
Right. Well, Everlong.
So why that? Yeah, why that one?
Because I love the Foo Fighters. I think Dave Grohl is an amazing musician, and this particular piece, Everlong, uses extended harmonies, which I love. Of course, I grabbed onto that immediately when I first heard it, and I think that the melody is incredibly interesting, and so it was really easy to choose that particular piece for those reasons, and I just think it's just cool.
Everlong by Dave Grohl of the group The Foo Fighters from the CD Acoustic Interpretations by Mark Cruz. Andrew Zone has also arranged a set of popular songs for solo guitar, including The Doors hit Riders on the Storm. Andrew Zone spoke about the project.
I'm a child of the 70s. I was born in 1970, and that music resonates with me really, really deeply. And one night, as you probably know, Tony, because we went to college together, I'm an insomniac. And so I stay up a lot of times in the night. And I had the bass line of the Doors, Riders on the Storm, in my head. And I couldn't shake it, and I couldn't sleep. So I just made an arrangement of that tune, and I started playing it for encores. And of course, nobody cared about anything else I played before that. They all wanted the Doors. I still get, you know, people asking for that score of that tune. And so I thought, gee, you know, like the transcription of popular song for the guitar is something that goes back 500 years. Guárdame las vacas, you know, the song of the emperor, etc. And so I thought, why not make some concert pieces, not necessarily easy transcriptions, but if there's a piano solo, you're going to hear the piano solo. If, you know, if there's a guitar solo, there's going to be a guitar solo. So it got me on this project, but I finally finished it up and I did 15 pop songs.
Andrew Zone performing his solo guitar arrangement of The Doors' song Riders on the Storm. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring 500 years of popular music this week. We'll hear another of Andrew Zone's solo guitar arrangements. This is Can't Find My Way Home by Steve Winwood and the group Blind Faith. Andrew Zone's solo guitar arrangement of Can't Find My Way Home by Steve Winwood and the group Blind Faith. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring 500 years of popular music this week. Coming up next is Leo Brower's guitar and orchestra arrangement of Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. Manuel Barueco recorded it with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock, and he spoke about the project.
I did a lot of work with the Keen Singers. These are people who have a huge repertoire of all kinds of things. Especially when I met them and I went to hear them for the first time, I remember them, hear them sing as encores songs by the Beatles. I remember hearing them do the Beach Boys, you know, I forget which song it was, one of the real famous ones by Billy Joel. And I was really shocked as to how beautiful these songs were. I was shocked just this beauty in the lines of the Billy Joel. I was really taken by the harmonies of the Beach Boys. And with the Beatles, I mean, they've done so many things. It was just the playfulness of it. And I was really taken by that, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, why not? You know, why not be able to do something like this as a dessert, especially when I myself like it? I mean, I've always been a huge Beatles fan, you know, and if I had not done anything with them, it was because I some bigger power than myself was telling me I shouldn't do it.
Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring over 400 years of popular music, we just heard Manuel Barueco and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock, in Leo Brower's arrangement of Eleanor Rigby by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.